say if, I might say, well, I sure am glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone a block before it
started raining.
Started to rain.
Began to rain.
Past of that would be.
It began to rain.
And it has.
Started raining. It has begun to rain. All right. I don't use that exactly in that. It started raining. It was raining.
Right. Well, if you wanted to go somewhere in a hurry, you wouldn't just walk. You would begin to
run.
And the past would be
run. See, I ran. Okay.
And I have
run.
Or if the highway department's working on a road, had all the machinery out there, you know, you might tell somebody, well, you can't get through there. The highway department's out there and the road's all
blocked.
Or if they've been, you know, digging holes in it and trenches and all that, you'd say the road's all
torn up.
Or say if your husband gave you a bracelet as a gift and you were just sitting there looking at it, he might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead.
Put it on.
Or, think about if you were just sitting on the couch beside a friend of yours and all of a sudden he said, what'd you say? You might say, I said nothing. He might say, oh, I thought you said
something.
Or if somebody asks, how long have you lived here in Arkadelphia? You might say, me? Why?
Lived here a jillion years. All my life.
Or say if somebody did something, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. So-and-so did it.
On purpose.
Or if you're inquiring about something, somebody might say, well, I don't know. You better go so-and-so.
Ask.
And the past form of that would be?
Asked.
Or if boys get irritated with each other, they might start to
fight.
And the past would be
fought.
And if I accidentally take a knife and do that as a
stabbed.
Or if say a teacher went into the classroom and a lot of funny pictures of her on the blackboard, she might ask the class, well, now who on the board?
Who drew that on the board?
Or if, say some men had to lift a heavy weight up onto the roof of the house, they might take a block and tackle and do what to get it up there?
Pull it.
Or ever, any other way of, I guess maybe if you were sailing, have you ever heard an expression to having to do with...
hoist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how would you greet someone around 10 o'clock in the daytime, you would say?
Good morning.
What would be the latest you would say then?
Oh, well, I certainly wouldn't, of course, wouldn't say it past 12 noon, but I probably wouldn't even say it past 11. Usually, I would say good morning like 9 o'clock. Hello? Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, no, I had just asked the girls to, and anything they wanted to drink in the way of liquor to bring themselves. Right. Oh, no, I'm not going to be out much of anything, because all the girls are supposed to bring, you know, some food, and I'm just going to fix a couple of dips and then have some ice and Cokes and 7-Ups and things, so it's not going to be anything worth. You know, it's not going to be anything at all. Okay, well, thank you. No, I don't, that won't be necessary. If everybody just brings what they particularly want to drink, I think we'll be in pretty good shape. And all the women are going to bring some kind of either chips or